Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trinity Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging. And Frank says he's been seeing these pop up on other podcast services as well. With that being said, if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the six-digit conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you join us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And our hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts for that lifestyle change. And when you're first starting out, it's the one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been that, yes, they still work very effectively if you take them with your meals. 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. The fresher and the closer to the source, the better. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients. Those are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, for that. Micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness, and the other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, a person needs to, if you're a guy, you need 45 grams of fiber daily for that, and if you're a lady, you need about 32 grams of fiber daily, because it is really important to get that fiber and keep things moving. And as things are moving through your digestive system, well, you want to get up and get moving and get that exercise in. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. That's your absolute bottom. You can definitely do way more than that. You can chunk it up into a 30-minute chunk to 15-minute chunks or three 10-minute chunks, whatever fits your lifestyle and whatever gets you up and moving, because it is really important to get that exercise in. And I like to mix it up between the aerobic and the weight-bearing just so that I keep a good balance going forward as I get a little older in years. Then if you're getting all that exercise, you could lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour, especially if you're exercising heavily. So hydration is key. You'll need to make sure your baseline is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water daily, and then you bump it up from there. And if you're exercising heavily, you'll need to increase it significantly to offset what you're losing in perspiration, whether it's due to exercise or humidity. And the last thing that I have found in many of my studies in preparing for these calls over the years has been 7 to 9 hours of sleep daily, just because it really sets your brain up for making good decisions, put out toxins, restores muscles and tissues. It just does a wealth of things, and much of what we can't even begin to cover here. And if you're having difficulty sleeping, if you go back and listen to our podcasts in the month of August and September, I talked about foods that will actually help you to sleep, how to get some of that good quality sleep and set up good sleep routines. So today we are sharing information out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel MD. And many of the things he espouses actually fall right in line with our TR90 program for setting up that lifestyle. And today we are actually jumping into the drug of choice for most Americans is food. Most overweight individuals are addicted to food. This means almost all Americans are food addicts. Addicted means that you feel ill or uncomfortable should you not continue your usual habits. Unlike tobacco and drug addiction, however, food addiction is socially acceptable. Most people thrust into the environment with an unlimited supply of calorie-rich, nutrient-poor food become compulsive eaters. That is, the craving for food and the preoccupation with eating and the resultant loss of control over food intake are natural consequences of nutrient paucity. The resulting stress on our system can be toxic. Obviously, there are complicated emotional and psychological factors that make it more difficult for some to achieve a success at overcoming food addiction. Additionally, stopping caffeine, reducing sodium, dropping saturated fat from your diet while increasing fiber and nutrients may result in increased gas, headaches, fatigue, and other withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms are temporary and rarely last longer than 1 week. Eventually, the high volume of food and the high nutrient content will help prevent long-term food cravings. The large quantity of food permitted and encouraged on this program makes you less stressed about overeating. Food cravings and addictive symptoms end for almost everyone because this diet satisfies a person's desire to eat more food. Halting stimulating behaviors such as overeating unmasks the fatigue that was always there. The power reserve is proportional to its use. The less we use it, the more life it has, and the stronger it remains. Likewise, when there is continual stress on your body from stimulating foods and caffeine, it gives the false sensation that we have energy, when actually we are using up our nervous energy faster. This ages us. The fatigue is hidden by the stimulating, age-inducing effects of sugar, caffeine, and toxic protein load. Now that you are eating in a healthy, supporting manner, you may be in better touch with the sleep your body needs, and the sleep better as a result. Some cravings and food behaviors have emotional overtones from childhood or compensate for the stress and emotional dysfunction. Some food addicted people eat compulsively in spite of their awareness of the consequences. These people need more intensive program than a book can provide. Similar to a 12-week drug rehabilitation program, an intensive food recovery program should be counseling. Food re-education can work even for the most difficult of cases. You no longer have an excuse to fail. All you need is the commitment. This program is not for everyone because added to the desire to lose weight must be the willingness to make the commitments to achieve wellness. Once that commitment is made, however, there need not be any failures. With proper support, this program, everyone can succeed. Go for it. So we'll be jumping into sculpting our future in the kitchen, menu plans and recipes starting tomorrow. And I hope you have a great day. Today was a little shorter than usual just because the topic was a little bit shorter today. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, you can join one of our leaders and listen how to build a new skin business, maybe get some tips and tricks on how to do that, if that's something you're interested in. And I want to wish you a great day. As soon as I get us off mute, I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. And I'll be reaching out to both Brian and Frank later today, hopefully so we can get the last about 3 weeks of recordings up, because Frank's been unwell and he's in recovery mode, but he's not quite there yet. So we want to make sure we keep everything up to date. Have a great day, and I look forward to your comments. So there we have it, my friends. Food addiction. Some of us are addicted to our food, some more than others. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to let you go and get started with my day. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.